You better get it to him. Get it to Clay. Clay in the corner shoots. It's good. He turned and just shot it. He was off balance and had no business going
in. Fall of 2019, the Chase Center, home of the NBA's Golden State Warriors, opened in the Mission Bay neighborhood of San Francisco. Standing at One Warriors Way, the arena had been in the works for 7 years, a byproduct of the enthusiasm over the Warriors' championship wins in 2015, 2017, and 2018. With a capacity of over 18,000, the Chase Center promised to awe both sports and music fans. Only 6 months after opening its doors, everything changed.
Breaking news here on CBS Sports HQ. I'm Chris Hassel with Amanda Guerra. As the coronavirus continues to wreak havoc in the world of sports,
the city of San Francisco has banned gatherings of more than 1,000 people. So, yes, that does impact the Warriors planning to play games for the foreseeable future, their home games without fans. The Warriors were supposed to host the Brooklyn Nets on Thursday night. That will still happen. But because of this edict coming down from the city of San Francisco, no fans will be present.
On Monday, March 16th, 2020, San Francisco Mayor London Breed announced a curfew and shelter-in-place order for the city of San Francisco. A day later, California Governor Gavin Newsom followed suit. Public events, live music, and sports games all came to a pause. Coronavirus restrictions forced food service and entertainment employees out of their jobs. But while 10% of restaurants were forced to close permanently last March, some were able to make it through. In the Chase Center, there are more than 20 businesses inside the arena. The Syrup Shop was one of them.
I mean, honestly, it's been all about people.
Community,
like,
right?
Community, for sure.
In this episode, we'll hear how one San Francisco restaurant was able to survive the pandemic despite the hardships. I'm Amani Grant Pate, and you are now tuned into the 101 Podcast. The Syrup Shop started in San Francisco's Southwood Market neighborhood, but closed during the pandemic and then relocated to the Park Labs food truck court 2 blocks away from the Chase Center, where they opened up their own food truck. I caught up with Syrup Shop owners JP Reyes and Kristen Briantes to find out how community and their use of creativity helped keep the orders coming and how business is doing at the Chase Center now that the arena has reopened this season at full capacity.
I mean, like, in our culture, food is really what makes people, like, bond together. It's, like, in so many cultures, right? But in Filipino culture especially, like, the way that you feed someone is how you show them that you love them. And so that's sort of, like, why we do what we do. Like, even at, we have a stand inside a Chase Center, and we're, like, it's so fun to be able to, like, represent your culture in those spaces. Make memories through food.
Uh-huh. Speaking of Chase Center, I saw on your website, there's a phrase that says history making.
Yeah.
Can you tell us, like, more about that?
Yeah, okay. So this is really unique to the Bay Area. So you know that there's hella Filipinos in the Bay Area.
Of course.
And it's, I think, only the Bay Area where every sports, like, building has Filipino food represented. Mm-hmm. So at Oracle Park, you have Lumpia Company. We're inside of the Chase Center. And then Hula Truck is in SAP Center. And so that's, like, the history that we're all making. Like, there has never been another, like, stadium, arena that has had Filipino food by Filipino people represented. So that's part of the history. And then also, the Bay Area is, like, the hub of a lot of technology innovation. Mm-hmm. So we're also the first to use Impossible Foods product in Lumpia. And then so to put that, like, on a national stage and be like, try our food, but, like, anybody can have it, you know? That's been part of, like, the history we're excited to share. Yeah.
So how is business currently doing compared to the start of the pandemic? Like, how is business doing right now?
I mean, I would say business is good. Our goal for this year was for us to just be stable. I think like pre-pandemic, we were all on like growth curves, like trying to make a lot of big plans. Mm-hmm. But the pandemic took such a big toll on everyone.
Right.
That this year we were like, let's just go for stable. Because also everybody individually had so much like personal stuff happen. Like JP lost his grandma over the summer to COVID. Oh. And so we're just trying to like make time for people to get to like process mm-hmm. what they've been going through, you know, which can be hard when you're like trying to also like grow your business. But I feel pretty good that we've been able to do both, you know.
Can you guys describe like the feeling when you guys found out the Chase Center was closed last season?
We had the benefit of meeting everybody before Chase opened. And so we got to know all of the management team, like the catering staff, and we just like built really real relationships. And so for them to have this experience of like opening something they've been working so hard on,
right.
and then to have it all get closed, like that's a different type of like workplace trauma to experience. So we were just like, is everybody okay?
That same concern and care for community is the reason the Sirop Shop came together in the first place.
When we started, we've been in business for about 5 years. Around that time, 5 years ago, JP was still like early in his career as a chef.
Mm-hmm.
And he was working in like the Google cafes. And there were just like not a lot of exposure to Filipino food in general. And so he started trying to like represent more of like our culture on the menus there and really enjoyed it. And then we started doing pop-ups with our moms.
Mm-hmm.
And we did these like meals where it's like, I don't know if you've ever seen this, it's called Kamayan style, and Kamay means hand in Filipino. And so like you cover a whole table with banana leaves and then there's just like food all across the table. And then we would make menus of like Filipino dishes that we grew up with, but we would make it both like vegan and then traditional with like sometimes meat and animal products. And then people would eat it and they'd be like, oh, that's super cool. And then you got to like hear a conversation of people who don't normally get to eat together.
The Sirop Shop had a minor setback during the pandemic, but persevered.
There's so much, especially when you're like people of color running a business, like there's only so much you can control in a system. But what we can control is like who we get to work with, like even getting to like hang out with you on
right.
an afternoon. This is not like the norm from before. Like
right.
these are the things that we're creating for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could treat every experience as like hard and difficult, or you could try to like inject some fun and
right.
like realness in it. So we just like we really tried to collaborate with people that get that too, and like understand that community is going to be like the thing that gets us through all of it.
2020 was a challenging year for everyone. As the pandemic continues on and people continue to get vaccinated, time will tell whether this support has made a difference for small businesses in the long run. The Chase Center is now at full capacity, and the Golden State Warriors currently have the best record in the NBA. With other entertainment and delicious local food back at Chase, fans are able to cheer on the Warriors and bond together once again through food and sports. With strength in numbers, hungry customers in the Bay Area have helped restaurants like the Sirop Shop persevere. And that's all for the One-on-One podcast with Imani Grant Pate. You can follow me on Twitter at Imani Grant Pate. And stay tuned to the Bay Area's news station, KCBS Radio, for the latest. Thanks for listening.